Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
All right, it's Wednesday. Thanks for dialing it in. Hey, for you guys up at Harbor Springs, thanks for listening. Appreciate the support from Harbor Springs to Houghton Lake to Harrison to every place in between. Marquette to Monroe. We covered. It's the Steve Gruber Show all across the state of Michigan. And just a special shout out to my friends there in Harbor Springs, quietly going about their business. Greatly appreciate that. Let's go to the hotline. We've got Larry from Perry checking in today. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning to you.
Welcome to it.
On my way to my new job at DEQ.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you got hired. Let's keep it straight in there. All right, what's on your mind real quick?
I'm just transferring over there temporarily. No, it says a lot about the Democrat Party voters when they're supposed to vote for Barack Obama because he's the first, we can elect the first black president. We're supposed to vote for Hillary because we can elect the first woman president. Don't these people think at all?
No. They think that these things matter more than ideas, and frankly, they don't. Larry, I got to jump. Greatly appreciate it. Good luck with your new job at the DEQ. Yeah, there you go. Moving along to our next guest, Richard Barris, editor of the People's Pundit Daily, a nationally known expert on elections with a conservative focus. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you.
All right, so Donald said he's out. Donald Trump says he's not doing the debate tomorrow. What do you make of it?
I think he's going to probably change his mind. I think we might wind up seeing him there after all. This is what he does. He needs something a couple of days before the caucuses, but I think it would be a mistake. I think it would be a mistake, and I think he knows that. So I think we'll probably see him change his mind.
Now, historically speaking, however, Ronald Reagan skipped Iowa. Ronald Reagan skipped a debate in Iowa back in 1980, and a lot of folks said that would hurt him. Obviously, it did not. He went on to become one of the maybe the best president of my lifetime, actually. So Donald Trump, I don't think he's going to change his mind. I don't think so, unless there's some. The only way he changes his mind is if he can parlay this somehow into a deal where him and Megyn Kelly call a truce, get together, sing kumbaya, whatever it is. Unless Donald Trump could turn this into a political positive, he's out.
Well, he really wants to run the table. And in Iowa, Iowa should not be a good fit. And like you said, historically speaking, that's absolutely true. Iowa doesn't really pick the nominee, typically speaking. But, he likes to win, and he wants to shut it down from the beginning. So,
well, let me ask you this. He's scheduled now, they tell us, or we're hearing, he is going to be at a veterans event benefiting wounded warriors. I mean, this does not hurt a guy who said the Veterans Administration, the VA, is a mess and it needs to be cleaned up. So if he goes to a Wounded Warriors event and has a bunch of veterans at his side, as opposed to going to some debate on the nightly news or whatever, I think this benefits him potentially.
Well, if he scoops it, yeah, because people are tuning in to see the debates anyway for Donald Trump. I mean, the viewership has been extraordinarily high. The reason is Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, 25 million for the first. Yeah, 25 million set an all-time record for cable TV, and it was a presidential debate. Pretty
right.
Incredible.
They're not tuning in to see Megyn Kelly.
Which I don't quite understand exactly, because I think she's far cuter than Donald Trump. just as an aside. But, here's the thing. He's really gone after her hard, and I don't think her question was out of bounds or loaded. I think her question was pretty fair, actually. Listen, you've said all these disparaging things about women at different times here. So I don't think her question was out of bounds. And I don't quite understand why he has gotten so wound up with her.
Yeah, I don't know if there's something going on there that we don't know. I heard yesterday that there was some things that were sent out with the press release. And I went over it, and I didn't really see anything that was disparaging. It was a little bit of a tease, but it was only, it was only a little poking fun at what happened last time. But apparently he took that to heart a little bit. But it was, it's all in good fun. I mean, this is a contact sport, So Donald's got to not show that he's got thin skin.
Nice. So we've got Richard Barris here on the line with us, the editor of the People's Pundit Daily. All right, Richard, where do you call home?
Well, right now we're in Florida and several places in Florida. But, I'm normally from the north, actually. But we relocated about 5 years ago. It's been good.
All right. So you've got your finger on the pulse of the political nation here. So give me an idea. Since midsummer, we have been told that Donald Trump cannot win by the pundits. He couldn't win because he insulted Mexicans when he announced his candidacy. He couldn't win because he insulted Megyn Kelly, for example. He couldn't win because he said we need to put a temporary lock on Muslims coming into the country. He not only does he continue to lead, he seems to be building that momentum. So now the pundits are saying, well, even if he becomes the nominee, he can't win the general election. Well, you know, I don't believe him. I don't believe him anymore.
No, you're right not to believe him. Anyone who's witnessed what this man has done over the last 6 months, and to think that he can't win a general election is just denying reality. The guy's held the lead. It's an absolutely unprecedented lead. He's leading by larger margins than Romney led a much smaller field in 2012. He's most of the summer led by larger margins than Hillary Clinton led Bernie Sanders in a three-man race, if you could even call it that. So what he's historically, what he's done here is nothing short of impressive. So to think that he can't do some magic turnaround and win over voters later down the road is nonsense. He's a master brander, and he showed us that. So, I think that, you know, listening to Charles Krauthammers of the world, they don't like to be wrong, but the fact of the matter is he played everybody, and I think you continue to make a fool of yourself to think otherwise.
Yeah, Charles Krauthammer, who I consider to be a genius, I do. I think the man's brilliant, and I think his books are brilliant, but he's wrong on this one. I think he's wrong for a variety of reasons, and people say, well, Trump's too liberal. Hello, that's why he can win a general election, because he does attract the union vote. He'll get union endorsements if he's the general election candidate for the Republicans because of the union work he's done in New York. He will get endorsed by unions. He will get union support. Well, he's just too liberal. Well, you've got to get somewhere in the middle to win this thing. Probably you can't be extreme left or extreme right potentially to win this thing. And the first step to curing America is getting elected. Thank you for stopping in, Richard. Greatly appreciate it.
You too. Have a great rest of the day.
There you have it from the People's Pundit Daily, Richard Barris on the Steve Gruber Show.